Okay, good evening, everyone. We began learning last evening in Siman Nun Gimel some of the qualities, characteristics that when we choose a Shliach Tzibur, what that person should have in the ideal sense, the midos, the anhagos, the behavior, the activities, the interests, the stature, how we describe such a person in their life now, how their life was, so on and so forth. But what happens in a situation if you have that as the ability to choose which people are in your community, who you could choose as a Shliach Tzibur? Good, Ma Toiv Ma Noim. But what happens if you have a situation where you can't? That person doesn't exist. So the Mechaber addresses this in Halacha Hey, where he says, Me'ein Moitzim Mishia Bo Kol Hamido Sa'elov. A person, let's just say, that person is not identified in your Kehillah, in your community. That person just doesn't exist. They don't have all the Midos. They don't have any of those Midos. Okay, so what's the next choice? So the Mechaber says, Yivcharu hatov shebetzibor bechachma v'masim tovim. Okay, don't have everything, but you have to look around the tzibor and you have to see which one is a person who's gold v'masim tovim. Who is a person who has, you know, benevolence and kindness, charity, good deeds on their hands, in their mind, in their heart, their actions, their ways. A person has chachma, a person has wisdom, a person should at least be at the very minimal, knowledgeable as it relates to how they can read the psukim, understand the psukim, understand the basics in Perush Hamilim. And this is an essential way of choosing who it is that that person should represent the kahal. But here's an interesting Ramah. Now, I know this probably isn't so popular either, but it's a Ramah. Rav Moshe Isserles writes in his commentary on this halacha, what happens if you have like two choices? Which is the better of the two choices? Here, one option is the following. In Hayakon, if a person has here in your community, Am Ha'aretz Zokein, the kol noim v'am chafetzim bo. You have one choice. The guy is not a chacham. He's an am haaretz. He's unlearned. So he's an ignoramus. He's a zaken. He's elderly, which is ideal. Person has some history. The kol noim v'am chafetzim bo, which means he's got a pleasant voice and the people like him. They choose him. They want him. But he's an amaratzis. He's an ignoramus. So that's one choice. Or the second choice is uben yud gimel. You have a boy who just becomes a bar mitzvah boy, so he's Yud Gimel Shana, Hamevin Masha Oimer. He understands, he's a good Talmud, he's a Talmud who's Hogan, he's in yeshiva, he understands, he pays attention to his learning, he's Hogan in such a sense, in that way, he's Mevin Masha Oimer, Ve'en Koyle Noim, but he doesn't have such a nice voice, he's got a squeaky voice, maybe he doesn't have yet a voice that's deepened, it's not a mature voice. So who do you choose? So the Mechaber says, okay, might be that the community would like an elderly person, even though it's with Amaratzis. But nonetheless, we say that a katan hu koidim, that the youngster, the young 13-year-old with the not nice voice, but he has a knowledge of what it is that he's saying. So the Ramah says that that's who it is that you choose. And so much so, the Mishnah Berurah adds, just when we talk about hu koidim, it's not just that he's koidim in this situation, but actually you should know, it says, afilu liyo shlich tzibur kavua, which means even if it would mean that you would establish this young 13-year-old boy as the steady, set shlich tzibur, okay, that's who we choose. So it's very interesting to think about when you're making a discernment as to who it is that should be your representative in that equation. You choose the person who knows what it is, what they're saying, how to appreciate what they're saying, even if their voice isn't the best voice. It's not that they're putting on a show, so on and so forth. So much so that you can make this youngster, he should be the Shliach Tzibur Kavua. All right, we'll stop here.